Like, even if a lot of the stuff he says is true and biblically sound, he attracts a super weird fan base with the way he says it.
Yeah. So what would you say to that? What would be your take? 'Cause I got a take on it, but your take on the fact that a lot of the things that he does talk about are biblically sound, right? There's a lot of validity to some of the things that he's talking about. We're not talking about the beating stuff, but other things, other doctrines are biblically sound. And the fact that someone will use that and say, you see, God's using him. So he must be doing nothing wrong, right? What's your take on that?
My take on that is God doesn't need people like my dad. Because here's the thing, I don't care how many people he's gotten saved, it's not relevant. If he is doing the things that he does, he makes the cause of Christ look bad. That's why the bishop must be blameless. It doesn't say, oh, well, the bishop must be blameless unless he's really, really good at preaching and reaches a lot of people for God. No, because the whole point is my dad, like Nathan the prophet said to David, has given great occasion to the enemies of God to blaspheme. Oh, I'm quoting that right. He has given great occasion to the enemies of God because guess what? Why is Jordan able to make hours of videos trashing my dad? Well, because my dad did horrible stuff. And obviously, I'm sure fundamentalist Baptists in the new IFB are going to get trashed because of my dad's actions. Just like they got trashed a few years back when Donnie Romero, independent fundamental Baptist pastor, is snorting cocaine and banging hookers when he's at church conferences. Right? That's a pretty bad look, too. But the new IFB, if they want to deal this, they need to distance themselves from my dad and get as far away from him as possible. And you know, if all of them took a stand against abuse, it wouldn't make them look bad. Maybe they'd get a few weeks of bad press for it, but in the end it would work out well for them. So yeah, we don't the cause of Christ doesn't need people like my dad. He's not a good ambassador for Christ. I don't care how many times he's read his Bible or how articulate he is. He's not a good ambassador because he makes us look bad. He makes good Christians look bad.
Yeah, I think my take on it is that, you know, if God is wants this person to be saved, and they just so happen to be listening to Steven Anderson, and he's preaching the word and he's giving a plan of salvation, I don't think that God's going to let his word return unto himself void. I think that he's going to, for his name's sake, honor his word, whether or not that person is good or not, is saved or not, whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
and I'm not saying he isn't saved. I'm just saying that there's a lot of hypocrisy coming out now from you and your brother and your sister and maybe now your other brother, and even things that the pastor was talking about on that video with your brother. You know, so there's too many witnesses. And it's like you said, okay, can't be without blame. Has to manage his household, which according to your brother, he doesn't seem to be able to even manage his wife, even though as much as he wants to.
Or his daughter. Where's his minor daughter? Where's Miriam, his 17-year-old daughter? He's lying. We're gonna get to that too with the thing with Clint. He's yeah, the I'm sorry, you continue. I was
No, that's a perfect segue, right? Because where
Yeah.
even with any of that, just that alone, I've said, you know, at the very least, everybody that's associated with him, everybody that, if they want to oversee each other, that's great. If they're just dictators in their own church, that's fine also. But like you said, distance yourself or call for him to step down while an investigation is going on, so you know what you're talking about, instead of just blindly believing him and not watching the testimony of his own children because you don't like the host of that podcast. Right? And so it brings us to Miriam, right? So she also went on to that podcast. So I assume that John went there and Miriam went there because you first were on.
They did, yes. Because John texts me. He's like, "Oh, but he's like, I'm gonna go talk to your buddy Jordan or whatever." I remember he texted me that because, and he just contacted Jordan and did an interview, as did Miriam. We talked to Jordan because Jordan was actually willing to listen to us. Why do these people need to quit crying about us talking to Jordan and asking themselves why they didn't have anybody who would talk to us? Like, really? So Jordan's, according to them, a degenerate transvestite reprobate and apparently still more morally sound than their own pastors. Like, what's like, that's a pretty, that makes them look bad. If it takes a transvestite to be more, to have a better idea of what's righteous than their own pastor and go, oh, well, because they're passing, like, well, I don't really think spousal abuse. The Bible's pretty quiet on this issue, so I don't really want to talk about it. I got guys in my church doing this too. So, you know, hey, what's nothing to see here? This is obviously ridiculous. Because I talked to Jonathan Shelley as well. I didn't record my phone call. I talked to him for about 2 hours, and it was just 2 hours of course, he doesn't deny any of our claims. My dad was actually honest to Jonathan Shelley, basically didn't deny anything. My dad lied about some stuff with Miriam, but he didn't deny anything John and I had said about him and beating his wife and stuff. And Jonathan Shelley was like, well, what's the big deal, though? I don't think he's disqualified. God's still using him.
Just
well, weak and pathetic. He just doesn't want to stand up to the guy that ordained him because he has no backbone. Jonathan Shelley is a man lacking all integrity. He needs to grow a pair and stand up for what's right. They're always talking about what, like, tough guys there are, such hair-legged preachers. Why doesn't he grow a pair and stand up and go, hey, I think beating your wife is wrong, which is a pretty low bar. Really doesn't take that much integrity to go, I don't think it's okay to beat your wife. But apparently more than he has.